connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being here with us today. And it's time for another installment of our Destination Spotlight. So far, we've recognized Mackinac Island, Lake Tahoe, and Hershey. And today, we turn our attention to Williamsburg. Before we take you to Virginia, a quick message to say that today's show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel Pro is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers. For over two decades, they've taken pride in their design, innovation, and durability in crafting the highest quality luggage for travelers. Travel Pro created the Rollaboard wheeled luggage, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties.
You know, folks, this is the luggage that Mary, Rudy, and I, we've been traveling with for years, well before they joined the show as a sponsor, I'll say. And we really can't say enough good things about their products. So if you're in the market for new luggage, or you're looking for a perfect gift for Father's Day, a birthday, or anniversary, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. Check them out at travelpro.com for all their retailers, or find a link at rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
All right, now let's go to the 10th state in our nation and speak with the CEO of the Greater Williamsburg Chamber and Tourism Alliance, Karen Riordan.
Karen, nice to have you here on Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries as we spotlight Williamsburg. Appreciate it today.
Thank you so much.
You know, we think a visit to Colonial Williamsburg, it's a must for everyone at some point in their lifetime. Besides it being a historic landmark, it's living history. We haven't been back since the historic Williamsburg Inn reopened after their extensive renovations last year. How has the property been received since its reopening?
Oh, my gosh, very well. It's absolutely stunning. It's beautiful, and I think the locals as well as our visitors are just really enjoying the new amenities in terms of the patio and the remodel and the view over the golf course. It's one of the favorite places to have a cocktail on a pretty evening and look out over that course and then have a wonderful meal.
Karen, Williamsburg is such a wide-ranging area, from all the shopping on Route 60, the College of William and Mary, Busch Gardens. We understand the new version of the Williamsburg Pottery Factory, which is, I think, in nearby Lightfoot. Robert and I remember we shopped for years.
That was the old flea market.
In the older version, yes, had a great time. There's Jamestown, the New American Revolution Museum at Yorktown, and, of course, Colonial Williamsburg. What do you personally enjoy about the area, and what's the biggest draw for visitors?
Well, I think that's continuing to shift in terms of what the biggest draw is. It really, you know, can vary, but I think that more and more families are looking for places where they can unplug, as well as adults, couples, our seniors, and that opportunity to just have unmitigated fun. And so Busch Gardens and some of their new coasters, some of the new experiences they're building, I think have shifted and are now, you know, if not the biggest draw, one of the biggest draws here for just pure on fun.
And I understand these coasters, some of them are pretty crazy.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And the little kid in me gets nervous, but they are a hoot. They're really just a blast. And they're making more and more of the coasters family-friendly, meaning that, you know, a six-year-old can be on it, too, along with mom and dad or grandma.
Right.
That's pretty neat.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people may not. It's a great wine area, too. I mean, Williamsburg.
It is.
Yeah. It's one thing. I'm curious, you know, we've always visited Williamsburg by car. Where do you track the majority of your visitors from? Do they, you know, do most of them drive like we do, or do you see a good number of travelers flying into Richmond or Norfolk or, I guess, Washington, D.C., I suppose, and then visiting?
We absolutely do have folks that fly in, as you say, to Norfolk or to Richmond, Dulles and National, and rent a car and come down and meander through Virginia, usually stop at the Capitol and then want to spend some time with us here. But the vast majority of our travelers are indeed like you in that they drive here. Some of the most popular markets that we see license plates for all year long are actually Pennsylvania, both Philadelphia and the Pittsburgh areas. We get a lot of visitors from Washington, D.C., from Baltimore, and as well from the Carolinas. So we'll see lots of folks from North Carolina and South Carolina coming to Williamsburg. And we get a ton of visitors from the other part of the state, people as, you know, far west as Roanoke and Lynchburg and so forth. So it's really a mix of East Coast travelers. Some are history lovers, some are not, but it's just a beautiful area and they want to see it.
Karen, talk to us about the restaurant scene in 2017 and the number of hotel accommodations that are available to visitors.
Well, when you asked earlier about one of my favorite things, I'd have to say the Williamsburg Tasting Trail, and that is part of the new restaurant and craft beverage scene that has really just exploded here in the last 15 months with so many new offerings in terms of craft breweries. The Williamsburg Winery is still an outstanding winery here, and known nationally as well as throughout the state for award-winning wines, but we now have distilleries, and we have a place that's taking honey and making mead. So we've got this great brew alcohol and spirits trail happening, and that is combining with some amazing new restaurants that have come on the scene just in the last few years, not surprisingly.
And in about 30 seconds, the hotel scene, I mean, how is that for visitors?
Yeah, it's great because we've got a lot of different options from a hotel perspective. We've got things like the Inn and the Lodge, but we also have lots of family-friendly chains that they would recognize, from Marriott, Hilton, and so forth. So there's a lot of lodging here, and that's based on the strength that we've had as a destination for the last 25 years at all different price points and based on what the visitor really needs.
Well, Karen, listen, thank you very much for spotlighting Williamsburg, Virginia with us today. Folks, go visit. It's a terrific place we've always enjoyed, and we look forward to getting back there sometime soon. Karen, enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you. We welcome you to Williamsburg.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Karen.
All right, and folks, if you want to find out more, just go to visitwilliamsburg.com. And next week, we'll be bringing you another Destination Spotlight, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that. And you can find all the places that we cover on our website under Destination Spotlight. As I look at the clock, that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I, we're going to get to some more travel news to kick off Hour 2. And then it's more travel talk and fun. Stay with us.
You've been listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.